What fraction of these patients, and of course it's going to be based on older data, now we're much more aggressive about imaging and newer therapies. This man, as you said, is already down the line a little bit. But what fraction of patients like this are, I'm going to use the word cured of their lung cancer, will die of something else without any evidence of progression of the lung cancer?
I am an optimist when it comes to lung cancer, but I'm also a realist. And that's why even the term I use is curative intent. I don't think you can ever be cured of a disease. It becomes chronic, as you alluded to earlier and Roy had alluded to, and this is now a chronic disease. I tell them not to be anxious the entire 2 3/4 months during their time away. And then they can be anxious for that 1 week period when they come and get their scans and have to see the oncologist to determine whether there's recurrence. And I tell people, you know, it's out of your control unless you start smoking again. And so enjoy the time that you have with lung cancer. I just hate using that word cure, but as time goes, we will be able to state more that this patient is cured. But right now, it's a little early.
Okay, so I won't use the word cure, Roy. I'm going to say this man says to you, what's the chance that 5 years from now, I will not have any evidence of disease progression and be alive and well?
You know, I was thinking of an answer as Ed was talking. Basically, if you look at lung cancer, the overall five-year survival for all stages is 15%, and we'll probably get an update in the next year or two that it's gone up to 16 or 17%. But this is a lot of patients. We're talking 170,000 deaths a year in the United States. The one thing, you know, the glass half full in stage three disease, I think we have the best evidence that we can cure or at least, you know, make lung cancer a chronic disease, because I think that the advances in radiation and chemotherapy and combined modality therapy clearly have moved the bar upward in this setting of disease. And certainly as someone who treats only lung cancer in their practice now, I look at stage three as our greatest success right now, because we can treat locally and we can treat metastatic disease. That being said, you know, we have, or at least until recently, had a 5-year survivor's party for patients with lung cancer that was organized by our radiation oncologists. And each year we'd get about 5 to 10 patients. And this is from the entire practice. And again, these are people that are coming. But my sense is that in this setting, you know, I would say it's 5 to 10% of patients max, even with all the therapies. It's maybe close to 15%. It's a small number. But again, these are the patients that need to be treated with curative intent, with aggressive chemo and radiation on time. We have better ways now of alleviating the side effects, whether they be hematologic or esophageal or whatever. So it's a small number of patients, but this is a group that can have long-term survival. It's not quite as good as some of the phase 2 data we've seen, but it's not zero, which is the case in anyone that has metastatic disease. And of course, with the scans that we do now, where this group, the stage migration has occurred as well. And certainly when, if we say someone has 3B now, we're pretty much more certain than we were 10 years ago that it's not stage 4. So you can cure some of these patients, but it's a small number. This is certainly the area to give our best effort.
I'm curious, Steve, has this man raised these kinds of questions with you?
He did, and actually we had a discussion very similar to what Roy just said, and I quoted him a number of approximately 10%, you know, that he would be around and doing well 5 years out. I had quoted him a number of approximately 10%.
I always try to remind patients that there are many ways to leave the earth, and so lung cancer can be one, but you know, heart disease is certainly something that exists, which he has had some problems with, strokes, other things. So I think it's important that, you know, people don't get so fixated. I tell people to wear their seatbelts when they're driving their car. If you watch the news, there are many ways to die. And so I think they just need to put that into perspective.